Even if you don't know the name Vangelis, you know Vangelis. The film Chariots of Fire is remembered for its music, and it won Vangelis an Academy Award. He went on to compose the original scores for Blade Runner and for the Carl Sagan PBS series Cosmos. His latest album uses his trademark synthesizers to tell another story of outer space, as Tim Grieving reports.
Vangelis's Rosetta is a concept album inspired by the European Space Agency mission of the same name. It successfully landed a probe on a comet in 2014 and completed its mission, by complete coincidence, on the day the album was released.
I imagine myself being in the position of Rosetta and going there. It's something amazing. Can you imagine? You have to go through, sometimes total dark. You can imagine like a child sometimes.
The 73-year-old composer was born Evangelos Othiseas Papathanasiou in the Greek town of Agria and mostly taught himself to play music. In 1968, he co-founded the popular prog rock band Aphrodite's Child. Vangelis began experimenting with synthesizers early on, and they came to define his sound as a solo recording artist, and particularly his work as a film composer.
I've been using synthesizers for so many years, but they've never been designed properly. They create a lot of problems. The computers have completely different logic than the human logic.
So, Vangelis built his own elaborate synthesizer system, which allows him to perform it like a full orchestra, all by himself, in real time.
I prefer to have the music as pure as possible. Most of the time you have the first take, you don't have even overdubs. Because I don't want to say, oh yes, this is good, this is not good, you have to do it again. I don't want to do it again, I want to do it once. It's no good to do another one.
And that's one of the things that sets him apart from his electronic peers from the 1970s and 80s. Artists such as Kraftwerk, John Carpenter, and Tangerine Dream are known for layering multiple tracks in the studio.
The key difference is melody. Vangelis is the master of the sweeping melodic statements.
Paul Haslinger was a member of Tangerine Dream, the German band best known for its 80s soundtracks for Sorcerer, Thief, and Risky Business. Today, he scores the AMC series Halt and Catch Fire, and he says Vangelis's sound has its roots in the church.
He plays with the reverb, same way an organist plays with the sound in the church. And with his Greek heritage, it is actually something that you can connect the dots on. And, you know, whether it's Blade Runner or the 1492 film, there are big melodic statements, you know, and he's a master of that particular skill.
Haslinger says Vangelis' music has informed a new generation of composers. One of them is Mac Quayle, who just won an Emmy for his partly retro electronic score for the show Mr. Robot. Quayle says the Greek composer showed him that electronics can have soul and life.
There's a lot of people that are using electronics and samples to imitate orchestras in the studio, but they're not sitting down and playing it, and I think that's something that's uniquely Vangelis. That fullness, that emotion.
Something Vangelis brought to the original Blade Runner. Next year's sequel will have a score composed by Johan Johansson, who saw the original Blade Runner in his native Iceland when he was 13. He says he's still influenced by Vangelis.
He has an incredible way of creating these big, resonant, atmospheric sound worlds. Space, the acoustic resonance of a space where you produce sound. he does this tremendously well, and he uses this, you know, as a part of the composition.
Vangelis himself wasn't asked to score Blade Runner 2, and he's okay with that.
You can never repeat certain things. It's only once in a lifetime. It's like doing another Chariots of Fire. It's impossible.
Besides, he'd rather spend his time in the cosmos.
We are part of the universe, and the music is the code. Music is science more than art, and it is the main code of the universe. But that's a big subject, and I don't think it's the right thing to discuss right now.
Perhaps another time. For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving in Los Angeles.